Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi here on Shrub Home Video. We're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids stage. I'm Wade Randolph.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron Pierce.
You okay?
It's like Weekend at Bernie's over there.
Yeah. are you okay?
Well, Bud wanted to introduce himself, but he doesn't know that that's my job.
I was going to say, I'm Wade Randolph, and you cut me off, though.
Sorry.
I felt that strange that you did that.
Well, welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, Bud Diaz.
What's up?
What's up, dude?
Looking at the camera. Hello.
They really feel it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a cool dude. I just have a headache, and so I'm wearing sunglasses. And they're errands.
It just looked funny. It reminded me of does he do it in Risky Business? I don't know. Or Tom Cruise, like, with his glasses. Hey.
Have you seen that? Have you heard about this? Risky Business.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I wrote a college paper on Risky Business.
Interesting.
How's it going, everybody?
Good.
I just got here. I'm sorry. Shut up. Real Life Sci-Fi, or I'm sorry, patreon.com/Real Life Sci-Fi. We have two bonus episodes a week, and if you're a friend of Charles Kwan, there's like lots of fun stuff.
Well, Aaron knows more about. I mean, I'm trying to make more fun stuff.
We've been friends for too long.
We're going to we're going to watch some stuff online.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, maybe like Wednesday or Thursday, I don't know. It's up to our schedules at this point.
We're gonna
watch like spooky YouTube videos and like alien YouTube videos. And we'll just like, you know, riff on it, like chat about it.
Like goblin stuff?
Yeah, like maybe we'll find some goblin stuff.
God. Count me out.
Do you know about a bunch of goblin videos?
Who does?
I mean, but do you have like a goblin experience?
No. They just
creep you out.
They're so small.
Describe a goblin to me. Describe what you think a goblin is.
A goblin is like a nine inch man or woman that they're waiting for you to turn around so they can scurry by, and they don't really fuck with you or anything. They just love to scurry in the depths of the corners of my house.
That's smaller than I thought.
Yeah, they're actually pretty small.
Of your house?
Yeah.
They're like brownies from Willow.
No, I don't. I rent. What?
Oh. They're like the brownies from Willow.
Yeah, yeah.
Or no. They're like the demons from the gate.
I just don't know what they do or what they want from me. But they're everywhere.
Do they speak to you in your dreams?
No, they don't say a damn word. They're I don't speak scurry. Their language. It's a forgotten language.
Have you tried traps?
It's like Latin. You know what I mean? Mm. What?
Have you tried traps?
No. The like sticky paper.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Imagine the ruckus. You wake up at 3 a.m. You just hear a goblin stuck on a sticky fly trap paper. I don't want to live that world.
You could draw like a sexy goblin and then put it on the sticky paper.
I could do that.
Then he'll get his dick stuck in it.
Like the only good. The only way to really get over that fear is to become one.
Did you guys watch Cat's Eye? I'm bringing up old movies now. Mm-mm. Come on.
Cat's Eye? I never even heard of it.
Has some cool demon that
sounds
would like
made up to me.
Breathe your breath when you were sleeping.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know about that. Ugh.
It's a hot flick.
Is I only want the stinkiest breath.
Well, he would like that's how they got your soul, I think.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Is that why it's called Cat's Eye? Because people say that about cats.
Yeah. And the cat would defend was like the enemy of this goblin, and the cats would always scare the goblins off, and they wake up not being able to breathe, and the cat's on them.
Oh, so they're getting a bad rap.
Yeah.
Huh. My cat likes to sleep. I guess I'm fat enough where my cat can, like, sleep on my side when I'm on my side. And it's very cute.
Aww.
I love it.
I'm glad you like it.
And then sometimes she'll just, like, paw at my face when she wants me to wake up.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
That's the cutest. It's pretty cute. But yes. You've been here before multiple times.
Twice now.
How, three. This is three, isn't it?
This is three.
Okay.
Twice before.
How into this genre are you of sci-fi paranormal stuff?
I was a hyper skeptic for a while, but I had an experience, and which caused me to kind of dive back in and like kind of reevaluate my stance on everything.
I'm sure we talked about this, but what was the experience? Can you do a cliff notes?
Did I tell you about?
You must have, right?
Tell me.
Was it the mirror?
Was it it was about the squeeze? Did you about the squeeze?
Oh yes, and the plates off the wall.
Yes,
oh,
the plates and the squeeze. Okay. Yeah. So ever since that, I'm like, and you know, a lot of the newer things happening in the news.
I'll do it real quick, though, because we kind of teased everyone.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Sorry. So
I want to know.
It must have been like 2017, I think. I was staying at my girlfriend's place. She lived up in this loft. In the middle of the night, I heard a terrible crash. I went downstairs. She had these like decorative plates that were Velcroed on the wall, and a bunch of them had been like knocked or fallen down. And thought, well, that was weird. So I went to see if her roommate was home. Her room was empty. It was just us. But that doesn't mean they couldn't have just fallen. You know, it's like the adhesive, it gets cold, whatever. But near this one area of the house, I felt what I could only describe as like an aggressive hug. It felt more like someone grabbing the sides of your shoulders and like squeezing really hard. But it felt like the same way like when your leg falls asleep. And so my idiot brain, the first thing I thought was like, ah, there must be a downed power line that fell in a puddle and I'm standing in the puddle. Swear to God, that's what I thought. And no, that's not what it was, because we're inside an apartment. And then even so, I just didn't know what to do. And it held me for what felt to be like 10 seconds, golly maybe, until gee. I just kind of just like, ah, just yelled and broke free of it and ran upstairs and got under the covers and just figured we'd talk about it in the morning. And in the morning, I was telling my girlfriend about it, and she goes, oh, it was probably Dennis. And Dennis is this entity that has existed in
Dennis
their apartment.
Menace?
The Menace, yeah. You know him?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah. And Dennis is this entity that has, like, kind of fucked with them over the years, where there'd be, they had this solid oak dresser that would, from time to time, just, like, give a scooch out of nowhere. Just, I could barely lift, like, one side of it. So, and then specifically too, when I investigated the plates, because I'm thinking, okay, if like it's like on the five side of a die, one in the middle, four in the corners, and I was trying to like evaluate how all of the sequence would have fallen at the same time. Was there enough clearance for them to fall straight down? But as I look closer, there's like very clearly like a swipe mark on the wall. Like of someone's like dusty fingerprints, where it looks like someone swiped down on the plates.
No.
I sent you the photo, right?
Yeah, you sent it to me for sure.
Did you see the swipe? If you like zoom in,
yeah.
It's very distinct. So at that point, I'm like, okay, I can't fully be like a non-believer, hyper skeptic of everything, like because I can't explain this unless like Mr. Bean tiptoed in here and did this. Like, I don't know.
What a hilarious reason.
I know.
I would love that.
I miss him.
Oh. And he's not posting it anywhere. He's just
recording
it for himself.
It's like you always hear those stupid stories of like Bill Murray. Like Bill Murray walked up to a table and ate a popcorn shrimp off someone's plate and looked at him right in the eye and said, no one will ever believe you.
Yeah.
It's actually Mr. Bean is the one you got to worry about. And Mr. Bean's the one who's been fucking with people for decades. Anywho, that's the story.
Well, you've done your WoW scale a few times. Do you remember what the score was? We should redo it regardless. But
yeah, let's do it again.
A lightning.
All right, we'll do a lightning WoW scale.
WoW scale. Are you wed or are you willing?
It's fun.
WoW scale stands for weight or willy. It's a 5-question quiz. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a weight. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a willy. If you're in between, you're more of an Aaron. That's how we've shoehorned her.
Aw.
Shoehorned me in.
I love that. Yeah.
Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Let's do it.
Okay, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I do believe in aliens. I do not believe they've visited Earth. So, 3rd question.
Oh, that's damning for this topic.
Yeah.
ghosts?
No, I believe in
You just did a ghost story.
No, let me finish. Again, we did this last time. I believe in, like, energy is real. Scientifically, it's proven. Energy exists. Unless you're shipped out to space, your energy becomes part of the Earth again when you die. I feel like that energy can often, like, not settle properly or find its place often. And I think that is what people commonly know as ghosts. I don't really believe in full free-floating, you know, specters.
I owe
era.
You one.
Yeah, no, I don't think that. And I don't even really buy into the whole idea of, like, the unfinished business idea.
That's a Hollywood trope, right?
I mean,
there's no way if there's ghosts, they all have unfinished business.
That's just good storytelling.
Right.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's like the best storytelling.
I've seen
like a third of them.
I've seen the afterlife, but this one thing from yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I never paid my taxes.
What about this guy, Bigfoot? What do you think of him?
Yeah, Bigfoot is definitely real. There's probably just a bunch of them. There's a lot of the planet that, like, we've been there, but we don't really, like, occupy regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy for these little sneaky fuckers to be running around, despite the fact they're huge. I mean, the carbon footprint on this thing.
I mean, Batman's pretty big, too.
Zero, right?
And no one ever sees him coming.
Exactly, yeah.
What am I forgetting?
Psychics.
Oh, yeah. Psychics?
No, bullshit.
Are you superstitious?
Yes. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I mean, no. You say that your mind is open, but you're a straight-up Wade.
Really?
Yeah, you're like a zero.
I'm not like a Warren?
No.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
I almost feel like the WoW scale is a little flawed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Just because it's like...
It's flawed. What are we, scientists?
Since I've been on this podcast, no one has been over... two.
Hmm.
Well, that's because the guests who are fives are awful guests. Well,
what do you mean?
In order to be an Aaron, though, do my answers all have to be? I don't know. Maybe.
No.
Like, is that?
No.
No. It's
it could be. I don't know.
I think it's because the superstition question is actually a trick question.
Can I clarify again? Once again, sorry. A lot of context around my answers. Superstition, is it not just a like? Is that not a way to describe just like a behavior, you know, like, oh, I'm superstitious, meaning like before I take a flight, you know, I always kiss my wife.
I mean, it's close.
You know,
I think that's just
being a loving husband.
I'm just saying, like, is that kind? That's kind of like, oh, it's superstition. Like, you'll be fine. But you think
you're kissing her because it could be the last time you ever kiss.
Sorry, more context. You're kissing her because that ensures that your flight will be okay.
Yeah, you kiss her. You kiss her here, and then here. Two times on the chin.
Ooh,
like that kind of
how come
thing.
Nobody does the cross kiss on people?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because one of the cross things is testicles.
True.
Yeah, you don't want to kiss those testicles.
I was raised Catholic, and we do that.
Kiss a lot of testicles.
We do that, yeah.
Only when danger is present. All right,
yeah.
All right.
Only when I'm about to take a flight. Yeah.
Are you still religious?
No. I did get confirmed. I was like... Went through the Catholic confirmation program in 2015, but that was because my younger sister's still Catholic, and she wanted me to be my niece's godfather. And I was like, don't make me do this. I haven't been back. I don't want to go back. And it was a harsh course. You had to go, it was like 9 weeks. You couldn't miss one. If you missed one, you fucked up. I missed one for sure, and I begged the priest, like, please let me go. I already don't want to be here. I didn't tell him that. But I somehow convinced him that I could. I knew Spanish. So I was like, can I go to the Spanish class? And I did. And I just tried my best to keep a very low profile so that no one like called on me or anything. And like the person next to me got called on for a question. And I'm just like, like just smile, nod, because I had no idea what anyone was saying.
But it was gosh.
Sounds like a nightmare.
You should have tried the wallet trick.
What's the wallet
trick? Where it's like, is there a way that I can get out of this class and open up your wallet, but your wiener's in the wallet?
Oh, okay.
Well, you would have to open the wallet, and his wiener would be in
the trick or assault.
Yeah, it's more not so much a trick, but it was great because they showed this scene from one of the Indiana Jones movies. Sorry, I have only seen a few of them, but where the guy like opens a box and he melts. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry if that's like blasphemous. I just have never seen it, but
the cool guy, melting scene.
The guy was like. The priest was saying, like, he was showing this clip to us and saying, like, this is fact. Like, this would have happened.
This is history.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, let me introduce you to George Lucas. Like, this is not like a documentary.
Well, we actually covered that. That's the Ark of the Covenant, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yes. And we covered that, and there are, like, legends that it was, like, a weapon.
Oh.
That it actually has like a nuclear weapon. Battery. Yeah, yeah. When they tried to there's some college that tried to recreate it and they had to stop because it was so unstable that they thought people would actually die from it.
Yeah, like in the Bible, it's like people that would touch it would, all their hair would fall off and like their skin would start to
melt. Oh, yeah. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You figured it out. Yeah, it was nuclear. Wow, it was radioactive. They found it was probably
it's God's love.
Sure, his radioactive love.
I will say on all of these conspiracy sites and groups that I'm in, people are constantly posting clips from movies. Look at this giant. They found this giant. I'm like, this is from fucking Big Man Japan. Like, what?
Big Man Japan.
Big Man Japan?
Yeah.
But, like,
it's good.
One thing in the class, too, that they, which really kind of got through me was he went on this rant about, like, talking about how small we are in comparison to the universe. And, you know, he was like, there's this many people on the planet. There's this many planets in our solar system. This many solar systems in our galaxy. And yada, yada. And like went on. And then at the end of it, he's just like, so after all that, if you don't believe that there's a God, you're crazy. And I'm like, hold the fucking phone. Because you just made like the same argument that atheists would make.
Yeah.
But you just changed the ending.
Right.
Yeah. And my like knees were tapping the whole time I was in class. I was like, okay, you're doing it for your niece. Do it for your niece. And I did it.
So now if you're
I'm going to heaven now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool, yes, dude.
It's a good backup.
Congrats.
Yeah,
The back door entrance.
I'm a godfather, too, and I had to go to the kid's baptism, but I'm not I'm not going to heaven, so.
I'm in someone's trust. I'm in, like, a trust. So that's like a legal godmother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then I found out later that only, like, so godparents, there's two of them. Only one of them has to be... confirmed Catholic. And the other person that my sister chose was confirmed Catholic. So I was like, okay, you tricked me.
Yeah, that's
you
sucks.
And mom got together.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how do we get... But Bud's, he's gone astray. How do we him back in?
We don't want him to be the godparent. We want him to go to heaven.
Exactly.
Us.
That's what this was really about. And I respect... The hustle, I do.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's good.
I think the best way into heaven is cheating your way in.
Yeah, it's like
I want to start.
They
pulled
like a college admission scandal.
Dear Jesus,
diversify heaven.
My friend does not belong here, but you know he missed a couple things, and he would have been there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, the Dear Jesus letters by Willie.
Hey Willie,
oi,
hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Congress is finally paying attention to UFOs. It's too bad all of the info is coming from an untrustworthy source, the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. Will we get any kind of disclosure of UFOs with this newly found information, all this UAP stuff? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
All right.
I could use a real-life bottle opener right now.
A lighter?
That's not what this is about. Nope. Whoa, cool.
But you already don't believe in aliens. What do you think these UAPs are?
Good question.
Do you know what a UAP is?
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
the
it
UAP.
Was... I thought it was...
As opposed to UFO.
Go ahead, what's your joke?
Oh, I thought
it... Hit it.
I thought it was urine ass pussy.
Oh yeah, of course they would have a.
I couldn't think of a
congressional
you.
Meeting.
I couldn't think
that.
Of a you. What's like a better? What's
you
a better you?
Just peed and huh? didn't clean up.
Wait, Uranus. Just, that doesn't make sense.
Urine ass.
Urine ass pussy.
So like the
untied angular penis.
I'm just like, I'm tracking the
well
the path
from
of the urine
wet ass
here.
Pussy, right?
Going, I guess goes from.
Oh yeah,
wet. Remember wet ass pussy yeah. from
oh,
earlier
yeah.
this year?
Yeah. It's wet.
Oh, weird ass pussy would be good.
That's pretty good too.
Weird ass.
Ooh, weird.
Oh, but I'm
ooh,
trying
weird.
To do a U, not a W.
You go ooh weird.
Ooh, weird.
Ooh,
yeah.
weird.
That is a weird ass pussy.
So yeah, you know.
But yeah, like, I mean, I'm not. This isn't a hardline stance. It's hard line.
No,
for
just
now,
what do
you
think
know?
They are? This isn't. We're not going to hold you to any of this. Just like off the top of your head, what would you think that they could be? Like military tests or something?
I feel like it's probably just like a cool racing drone or like. Oh, is that?
Well, they go like as fast as fighter pilots.
They go faster than some.
Yeah. Have you ever seen BattleBots?
BattleBots.
Yeah.
The old okay, so Comedy you know. Central show.
Yeah. Very funny in Comedy Central.
Yeah. Oh, very hilarious.
They should make BattleBots with humanoid robots, right?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Terrifying.
Like the Honda Honda robot.
Osimo.
Yeah. Bunch
I thought
of Osimos.
That's what they were gonna do, and then when it was just like a thing with a sledgehammer on it. Like,
I know. Yeah. I'm like, you made a piece of carpet that has a saw on it.
Smart.
My favorite is the ones that are just like a simple lever with a nail on the end of it. I'm like, dude, that's kind of cool.
Well, like there is a there's a version of a BattleBot that works best, and everyone knows it, but they. I feel like they gotta give them some money. Be like, can you not make the one that just flips the robot over?
Right.
Because if they're all flipping each other over, then the game's over, and we don't have a fucking show.
They did bring that back a little bit, didn't they? Like recently,
they did. Follow the BattleBots TikTok. It's exhilarating.
I believe
my For You page is all BattleBots. So funny, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like.
We can make battle bots,
exactly.
Why couldn't we make things that go faster than fighter jets?
Is that what you think this is? What do you think this is?
I think it's aliens.
You do think it's aliens?
I think so.
I hope it is. Like, I hope it is.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard for me to say that I think it's aliens because I'm like that. Like, moves the needle on me permanently.
Sure.
You know?
What do you think, Aaron?
I mean, I watched the whole congressional thing, and it was very dry.
It was kind of embarrassing.
It was extremely embarrassing. The amount of information they didn't have. Like, people had real questions. They're like, so have we tried contacting these? Have we tried communicating with these at all? No, we haven't tried.
No, but we're pretty sure it's a threat.
Is this a recent press conference?
This is 12 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So basically, because of the whole Tic Tac, them showing those videos and like the Pentagon saying that they've been spending money researching UFOs.
Have you seen the Tic Tac?
Oh, I've seen them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now they're making it so that if you have some information that would have been classified or whatever, like if you come forward to talk about your UFO experiences, you're not going to get in trouble or covering up UAPs.
Tell that to Julian Assange.
But the whole thing is the whole thing is like they're just
what,
like
that's what he did. Or Snowden.
They just are just trying to get military funding because they're saying this is a threat to potential threat to our national security.
And it is.
Yeah.
It is. Like unregulated things in the airspace.
You're not going to win anybody over because you don't have proof that they've done anything, and you're not showing us the real shit.
Yeah,
they have real. If you just here's my case of this. If you just look at the Tic Tac videos, if you believe what these credible witnesses are saying, they also describe seeing and recording these things do things that do not match our physics.
Right,
going from zero to a million, stopping on a dime. The boiling of the water of some what look like boiling of the water, like they have all this on record too, but they're not showing you the things that would shock your shit. They're just like, look at this thing going fast.
I don't know. I've boiled water, though.
Have you ever boiled the ocean?
Like this?
No. I can't boil the ocean. Only God can boil the ocean.
And so that's the
and
thing.
Only if you open up his love chamber.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, there was even like, were they all senators at this meeting?
Yeah.
So Senator Gallagher was like, so there's this like situation where he named a specific place, right where it was, but he's like, 12 warheads went offline at the same time, and right after that, a big red orb was seen over the launch pads. Have you guys investigated this at all? This is like a super well-known thing, and they're like, it's not been brought to our attention, so we have not.
Right.
No.
This is why they've called them UAPs, and they're dropping anything that's ever happened before. And that was, I think his name, I believe his name is Rick Salas, whatever. But the guy that ran the base where all the nukes got turned off, mm-hmm. UFO shows up, and then they get turned back on. Like, that would be a case for it to be a threat to national security. But they also turned it back on, which shows really unimaginable intelligence to be able to turn our nukes off and then turn them on.
I feel like the big moral of this whole
unimaginable
thing is, like, if they were to come out and say, hey, all right, we know about these aliens, they exist, we shot one down in 86 or whatever, like, I still have to go to work on Monday.
Yeah,
nothing changes for anybody.
But also, like, most people in the story don't have any stories. You know?
Sure, yeah. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Let us know more about that whenever you're free. I don't know. Like, I'm busy.
But that's the whole. It's so interesting because, like, you're probably right. But then the reason that they've kept these things classified for so long is they say because people would freak out or whatever.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah, no, like, won't. What? Like, how would you even freak out? In what way?
Like this?
I mean, I don't know. More
clip
than...
it.
I quit.
Oh, yeah, we have the number up. Call in with your opinion about how the government is handling the public disclosure, I guess, of UAPs.
Wait, I want to hear more about this conference or whatever. The senators were asking questions?
Senators were asking questions of the committee.
What's the committee?
The committee is... What is it called? It's called, like, ATIP or something?
Yeah. Advanced...
All tigers...
ATIP, yeah.
Are pussies?
Yeah, yes. That's exactly what it is. It's like... It's a part of the naval force. This is the first time since Project Blue Book that they've gotten, like, an office. Yeah. That there's, like, a committee at all looking into these things. And Project Blue Book, I think, ended in, what, like, the 70s?
Yeah.
So.
And then the guy who ran that program, who said that there was nothing to it, later then started his own research project into UFOs.
Yeah, and one of the questions that one of the senators asked in the beginning of the whole thing was like,
"What's
like,
up?
Was there anything before?"
That would
project-
be my first question. What's up?
Was there anything before Project Blue Book? Was there anything after Project Blue Book between that and this committee? Was there anything in between? They're like, nope.
Hmm.
No.
I don't even care if, like, if there were a question asked of, like, and if so, why didn't you tell us? Like, shut up. We know why. Like, we know why the government has to keep certain things secret, else they're not the government. Like, I don't care about that. It's just like, what is it? What do we know about it? Tell me. We'll all be fine. Have you shot any of them down? Do you have any maybe possible higher resolution photos of them? Because they all look like shit.
See, I do kind of think, like, just to go back to my answer, I think they're probably unmanned.
That's something that they said, too, is they're like, we
drones.
Can't contact them because
like
they
racer drones.
Seem like
racer
there's
drones.
No
or like
one
from Star Wars.
Flying them.
Or Battlestar Galactica, where the ship is alive.
Oh, yeah, like a Cylon.
Or Moira. Wink.
I can see that.
I think it's a mixture of everything. I think that there's different races of aliens. I think that there's different secret militaries within our own country that
you can't believe it all, man.
Why not?
I think it's all
because it's all made up.
I've seen like six different types of UFOs.
You really think that there's a race of aliens that look like gladiators?
What?
That's one of them. And if it's not, I'll put it online and you'll start believing it.
I mean. Oh, someone dropped the link for the whole hearing. Appreciate that. Whoever did
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Sebby.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If you really want. Because, like, I mean, even they've had 400 reports in the last year, but I would guess that most pilots still aren't going to report any UFOs that they see.
Well, only 10% of the people that actually see things report it.
Yeah.
But that's just regular people. When it comes to, like, pilots, that takes away your credibility.
I guess.
I guess that's the whole point of this conference, right? Like, was probably springboarded from things just being leaked and just kind of being backed into a corner where they said, like, all right, we got to say something because there's, like, evidence now. You know, Tom DeLonge came after us and he put the videos out. So, like, let's just address it. But so the objective
Guys,
was...
Guys, we all
like,
know work sucks, but yeah. It's time to get to work.
The objective was to just acknowledge it, or I guess re-acknowledge it, because they did, like, in 2016, I think. But re-acknowledge that it exists, that they don't know what they are whenever there's, you know, evidence of it, and to also push people to report it more, specifically, like, military,
yeah.
Right?
I think military is the answer, Willie. I mean, because, like, if you're a military pilot, then, yeah, you can say, you can be, like, to your commanding officer, like, oh, yeah, so I saw one of those things. And he's not gonna ground you, I don't think. But, like, maybe a commercial airline would.
Yeah.
Well, like I this isn't really answering your question or anything, but like in 2001, Dr. Stephen Greer came to Congress and had, I think, close to 200 witnesses that were all credible, different military people that like wanted to tell Congress that the UFO phenomenon was real, and they had the hearing, and then no connection to this 9/11 happened, and then it just never came back up. But like they tried to do this in 2001 with credible military.
Yeah, no connection.
so I they heard brought that to the government.
I heard that those planes were flown by aliens.
Oh yeah, I heard that too.
And one of their IDs was found on top of the wreckage, but they hid that.
That's crazy. I love that they're just like we're gonna have a meeting. We're gonna show you all the evidence. Fish may or may not also play the event. I don't know, but you're like, come on, man.
We will have a black light.
Yeah.
we have a caller.
What?
Let's take that caller. I think it's our good friend Squanch.
Oh, Squanch.
Hello? Hello?
Squanchy, what's up?
Hello. Hey, I just got a quick question.
It's not Squanch.
It is Squanch.
So, honestly, do you believe that that if the government were to tell everyone, yes, they are aliens, do you really think the same people who voted for Trump and destroyed civilization, would they wouldn't go into, like, complete chaos and just complete chaos?
They would somehow swing it into a debate as to why they need to be more armed. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it would be that. It would be they would turn into a Second Amendment thing, and then they would also make sure that religion tied in some way.
Yeah,
there would also be shootings at helicopters. Well, I thought it was one of them.
Yeah. Shooting at chemtrails.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird because, like, I always laugh going like this, you know, like people aren't going to like change their lives.
Unite.
But I can't predict what people would do.
I mean, even if they did, I don't know, they would calm down eventually, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like through this whole thing when they're like, hey, this is a threat to national security. I'm like, well, if you think that this is real, then we should be trying to communicate first with it instead of being like, how do we shoot these things down? See what we're looking at.
Well, is that what they're doing? They're just looking to weaponize, like, they're not trying to figure out how to speak to them or anything?
They're just looking for a defense spending.
But that's your very cynical
I don't think
point
that's
of view.
It. I think that they're genuinely, like, concerned about it.
But they're only talking about how it's a threat to national security instead of, like, what is this? They're not asking even.
But because they're the government and they're supposed to look at it like it's a threat to Homeland Security. Like, that's the government's job. It's not to, like, explore the outer unknown. We're not like in Star Trek land yet. This is our government saying, is this first, is this an enemy spying on us? If it's not, is this one of our own special ops?
But if they really not, thought that.
Because I was reading the, I only read a little, got to read a little bit this week. It's called UFOs by Leslie Keene. It's like accounts from ex super high up military people. Like the guy, I think it was like, he was in charge of the Air Force in Germany during like this huge UFO flap.
Rendlesham, it was there.
No, it wasn't Rendlesham. It was something else. But
Tom DeLonge?
Yeah, it was Tom DeLonge.
Knew it.
Rumpelstiltskin.
But like the evidence that they gathered just from that was like so much more compelling from his account than anything that our government said in this. The only thing that our government said was like, we don't know what it is. These are the steps to report these things. And we don't think it's aliens.
But if my thing is, if they really were trying to just get, this is me arguing with myself, if they were really just trying to get military spending, they would bring up the old accounts of like shutting the nukes off. So it's weird because it's so limited even what they're even showing.
Well, just because they say it's a threat to national security doesn't mean they're only looking to get funded to develop weapons. Like, you know, they probably want to learn the language.
Yeah.
First.
It's like a rival.
Yeah, maybe that's just the way to get money to do research in it is to get people to.
Oh, thank you, Squanchy.
Care that it might,
thank,
yeah.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you. You know, in movies, in a lot of like alien movies, there's always like one really good scientist or like have really good intentions, and then the big like twist is like, oh no, they're gonna take what I found and turn it into a weapon.
Yeah,
like I just feel like we're getting close to that becoming a reality at least once for that happening.
Yeah,
you know, like we shot down the battle bot that, you know, was going at flight speed, and it contained some sort of new metal.
Yeah, man.
That,
it's like rap and metal.
That white pony drone that crashed.
And you, right? It's new metal. New,
yeah, you. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
It twisted?
Yeah. Sounds twisted like a new metal song. Yeah, twisted metal. What are we doing? What are we doing here?
What are other metal words?
I think what I was saying was supposed to end with a joke. I don't know, but just laugh. Fucking laugh, please.
We're laughing. I mean, I've talked on this show before about the progression and evolution of like alien abductions throughout the decades. Which it's, you know, it started out as exploratory. They're just abducting people. Then they start taking material from, like, sperm from men and impregnating women. And then they start taking babies out of people and returning them to Earth. And then, what was that book?
I heard the way that they did that is they drew a real sexy woman on a sticky piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too.
Yeah. Got
they
'em.
Were like,
it's a trap.
But, like, I don't know. I think that at this point, who's that? David Jacobs book. I always talk about that David Jacobs book, Walking Among Us. There's, like, an alien-human hybrid program. People are getting abducted to teach these alien-human hybrids how to be human. I'm just thinking maybe this is just the next step in the progression of like, that abduction evolution. That now it's, you know, they have like kind of Manchurian candidate type people in place. And
but I'm not up on alien abductions. Do people still get alien abducted?
Yeah.
I thought that was like an 80s thing.
No, yeah. Now they're getting abducted and they have to teach people these like classes on how to be human, essentially. That's what that David Jacobs book is about.
Okay.
But yeah, there are still abduction stories. They'll never make the news again because they're just people who get abducted on a regular basis. It runs in their bloodline, and then there's like the teaching stories. But
yeah, I think the teaching stories are real.
It's pretty compelling. I mean, I mean, if you're making hybrids, you gotta. I mean, like
you're not. They're not.
How do you know?
None of this is real.
That sounds like hybrid talk to me.
You're a plant.
Okay.
Life on another planet counts as an alien? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. By definition.
Yeah.
Okay. But not like semi-humanoid. Like you must have limbs. Must have.
No, no, it pee-pee. Could be bacteria, like, nothing, or whatever.
It could be okay. Slime mold.
Slime mold.
Mushrooms.
Okay. Octopi.
But like, I don't know. It's
mole people.
For me is, how does a pile of goo make like a cool thing that can fly as fast as a jet? And like, I don't know.
Maybe it is the goo.
Fuck, dude.
You ever seen Maybe. Flubber?
Well.
You ever seen Flubber?
I have, yeah.
Was Flubber sentient, though?
I think it was. It got up and danced and stuff. Yeah.
It danced?
Yeah, you remember that?
Oh, I've never seen it.
Yeah. Do you have to be sentient to dance?
I think so.
Well,
you can make corn.
I say yes because dance. I've never seen. Have you seen other animals like dance?
No.
But animals are sentient.
Yeah, wait, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Certain ones.
Sentient is what? Just sense of self, right? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
France like knowing that you exist.
Knowing that France your just finger made stinks lobster and why.
Fish sentient.
Right.
France made lobster and fish sentient?
Yeah, they declared them sentient.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So now you have to kill them before you cook them, before you just throw the lobster in a pot and watch it move around till it died. But now they're like, oh, they're sentient, so you have to kill them.
I like that step. I like that progression.
Oh, this giant bug is sentient.
They put a little talk box on it so you could hear what it was saying. They put in the boiling water and it said, what the hell? They go, all right, we got to kill this thing
Help
before we
me,
do it.
Help me, mommy.
It was like, why?
No. Well, okay, but that's what they told you it said. It really was very racist.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they're racist, then it's okay.
Savage. We're all God's people.
Quick side question. when earlier we're talking in the WoW scale, talking about souls, I had this stuck in my mind. Dying in space. Do you think astronauts dying on reentry, their souls are still close enough to the Earth to the way they went there?
Yes, I do. I think if you're like under the atmosphere enough, you'll trickle down.
Word. Sorry, I don't mean
what about the trickle down that died in orbit? Do you think that their souls are trapped in orbit?
Yeah, they're just gone.
They're just gone.
I think the Earth weighs a little less, you know, because the total weight.
Soul weight.
That's why we're off the tilt.
They had to update
all the dogs we send up.
Everyone
there.
Who dies in space, they have to update the Wikipedia on how much the world weighs. Take a couple kilos off.
So which are the most craziest of these videos? Did you guys watch a bunch of them?
There was only two.
Oh, the thing is they have all these accounts and they've declassified a lot of videos, but they haven't released them yet.
Yeah. They showed two videos.
Yeah.
New ones?
Yeah.
They're one of them's compelling cuz it's these triangle shapes.
But in the commission they said what they thought they were and I was like, "Yeah, that's possible." Which was it was night vision going through a SLR camera, which with the certain reflection that certain setting it was set on would reflect back triangle shaped light.
That was an old thing where I remember.
Like a lens flare.
But
it was blinking.
It's not a flare, but it's like the lens where
what?
The light
lens bokeh.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Because like some UFOs, the shape of the bokeh is the shape of the UFO.
Bokeh de Beppo.
I can't drink bokeh because it's too chunky.
Okay.
You have to change the way you suck. Hard soft.
I like the bokeh.
What was the other one they showed?
It was like a circle, like an orb almost, like a round orb. And it was
metallic.
It was from the cockpit of a plane, like a jet plane, fighter jet.
But the thing is... See, what's compelling about that is when they're videotaping the metal ball orb going by them, it's because it was on radar and they knew it was coming up.
Yeah.
Totally.
So it's like they saw they could see it on radar and then they videotaped it, which shows you that if you believe in a lot of these UFOs being everywhere, UAPs, that they know about them. They see them on radar.
Interesting. Yeah, so like the instrumentation picked it up, and there's probably evidence of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's all recorded.
They said that they have a lot of narrative evidence, but what they're looking for is quantitative evidence.
Hmm.
So, like, actual readings of things.
Sure,
which
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, duh, but maybe stop saying that you're crazy for thinking that for, like, decades right. and decades.
Yeah. I guess everyone should just start wearing, like, instrumentation on their body, so if it yeah. happens, you can pick it up on like, a radar.
Do you have mean, a body you radar? Mean so that the government can track me all the time? Oh,
they can't track your body radar.
It's so called Gator.
Why are you going so fast? We've got your
I've
email.
Heard of this. Yeah. But yeah, like I guess that's like photographic proof is, as we know, can be manipulated and has been for a long time.
Well, it's getting like Star worse Wars now with unreal. Like deepfakes and stuff too.
Well, mm-hmm. when I was reading that book, they actually had like pictures from these incidents that like civilians took. And one of the things that they noted was that even though it looked like it was bright in the sky, a lot of people took pictures, and when the photos were developed, they were just black. You could see other things in the background, like anything that would light up, like a plane here and there. But specifically, that thing wouldn't show up. But if you ran the same negative under, like, infrared, you know, processes to see if there's any infrared stuff coming off, like, all the ones that look like were nothing have, like, kind of little patterns going around it. So even though it's bright to your naked eye, it's some kind of weird, like, infrared light that it's hard to pick up in our instrumentation. So everyone's like, everyone's got phones. You would see them and stuff. You would have videos. A lot of times, if you're out at night and you're getting close to these things, it drains your batteries on all your electronics. You can't pick it up with your normal camera. So, I don't know.
It brings me back to my famous shrimp analogy.
Oh, please.
If you'll recall.
I remember something about shrimp.
Let me begin. There are some shrimp that exist on this planet that can see colors that we can't, right?
Oh, mantis shrimp.
I can't even imagine a new color because all you know is the colors that you're able to see. It's similar to when they say, like, you can't, you know, imagine a new face. You can only base it off, like, characteristics of faces you've already seen.
Hmm.
People say that?
Yeah, scientists.
That's interesting.
Imagine a new face.
Done.
You're ugly.
Got an ass for a
I came.
Face.
So, yeah, but the idea is like that. The way they know that is because of like the biology of the eyes that they have. They know like what part of the eye see picks up color, and they go, "Oh, they have more like you know
receptors
that they can see colors we can't." So, like, that's a thing that exists that we know exists that we. As, you know, Homo sapiens cannot comprehend. We will never do it. We can't. Just because we don't have the receptors to, we're not qualified to see said colors.
Yeah.
And like when you're talking about the negatives and like, you know, scanning them with like infrared light and different things, like there could be some spectrum of color or, you know, radio or something that's ever present in the galaxy. Mm-hmm. We just can't fucking see it. Yeah. You know, it could be like, we could put on like, hey, if someone were to say, I put these glasses on and they'll let you see the colors you're not able to see. And you look them in the sky and you're like, oh, dude, there's just like space highways with cars driving everywhere. Like, you know, you like didn't even know they were there because they were a certain color.
Well,
you
some people say on top of what you're saying, some people say that migratory animals can see the electromagnetic field. It's not just a sense in them.
And that's why, like, mass migrations happen and
sure.
animals walk in certain paths to go die, like, in a specific area.
I don't know if the shrimp do anything with these colors, you know, but, like...
Maybe.
Maybe it's how they could even communicate with each other that way. I don't know. Just, you know, squeeze off a little orange-purple, and then they see that and go, oh, we gotta get out of here. There's a shark coming. Shark, do they eat shrimp? They should. It's delicious.
They eat anything that has a heartbeat.
Oh, but, wow.
Because they can sense...
the heartbeat?
Ooh.
Like the electro pulse coming.
I was born with an enlarged heart, so I'm like a big old boombox out there. Dude. I gotta stay out the water.
Don't go swimming.
No.
That's why I don't like the ocean. I can't calm my heart rate down when I'm scared.
Where do you stand on the ocean?
Oh, I don't go in the ocean.
I don't either.
Are you a Wade or Willie when it comes to the ocean?
We're the same.
He's a Wade out of the water. Oh, right. We have like 5 minutes left.
I don't go in the ocean because I don't like water.
Sure.
Not because I'm afraid a shark is going to sense my heartbeat and come kill me. That I welcome.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Ugh.
You welcome a challenge. Wade welcomes a challenge.
And then if I live, people are like, this guy's famous now. And then I'm like, easy street, baby.
Yeah. There's this myth that I remember growing up with, which was that like adults just have money. Uh-huh. Like when you just get older, it's like, oh, I don't have to worry about money or anything. When I'm older, I'll just have money. Yeah. Did you think that?
It hasn't worked out like that?
No, you I totally thought that.
Yeah,
I thought I was like, too. I'll get married, I'll have kids, I'll have money. It's like,
it's fine.
I won't even think about my job.
Oh, you're old? You're older? Yeah, you have money.
I took it a step further knowing that we didn't have much money growing up, being like, well, I'm going to have more money than my dad.
Yeah, of course. Because you're an adult, you have money, you just get it. It's given to you, I guess. I don't know. I don't know where you get it from. That's not true.
It's just not true.
It's not true.
What else about... I'm sorry to hear about your financial misfortune.
Hey, it's fine, you know.
Yeah. Not,
but you didn't have a whole segment on Tom DeLonge? That's interesting.
Oh, well, yeah,
we've talked about him a lot.
Okay, he's dried out.
This is the new stuff.
We were just going to see where
we're not
going to
play the hits.
I feel like he is getting fed a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to bring up one thing about him. I'm sorry, may I? Okay. One of the former CIA people who was on the panel of the To the Stars Academy like left because he went into filmmaking, and he made a movie that recently came out called like Monsters of California, and the guy like stepped back. He's like, I didn't get into this for like entertainment. I got into this because I wanted to like speak the truth.
Oh, wow.
And so. I don't know. It's kind of a bummer. Like, I feel like it had a lot of momentum and it was going to this really good place. And then he's like, let's make movies. And everyone's like, nah, I got to go. So it's kind of, bumps me out.
Wacky, man.
I think with all of this UAP stuff and UFOs going forward into the future, I think the only way that we should handle this is we should get a team of scientists that can be shown the classified stuff and have them come up with an analysis of how we should react to them.
I'm sure they're already doing that.
Isn't that what this is?
No,
who are these people?
They're not.
I'd like to volunteer.
But are they military or what are they?
They're military.
Yeah.
They're part of the Navy, the Department of Defense of the Navy. I think as a country moving forward, we just need to keep reporting this stuff. Like if you do see something.
Say something.
See something,
yes,
say something,
the National UFO reporting number. I'll post it.
Send it to the Mutual UFO Network, MUFON. Everyone has a local chapter. Join your MUFON chapter. Help them out. I'm a MUFON member.
The National MUFON Reporting Center has nothing to do with it. Just saying. Like, you can report and not be. But
yeah, you could just report it. See something, report it. You never know.
But start looking up at night. That's what you should do. See, learn how to identify things.
Keep watching the skies.
Even if the sun's out.
Yeah, even
Bud, do you have any kind of final thoughts on these?
You guys, you're all so great. Final thoughts. Jerry Springer, let's go.
Or you could do some plugs. You got any plugs?
Follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/BudAnthony, and I'm Bud Anthony Diaz on all other socials.
Yeah, if you're on Twitch and you subscribe to Bud Stream, you get like fun Bud emojis you can throw around chat rooms.
Mm-hmm. And I'll come to your house and hang out with you.
Yeah, he'll come to your house when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unannounced.
Knock some plates off the wall. I know it was you.
Yeah, damn it. Oh, man. Final thoughts is
your nails match the scream. Whatever.
Aaron, Willie, I believe you.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, we don't agree, but okay.
Yes, but I believe you.
Well, thanks everybody for watching. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Woo woo.
Woo, spooky.
I like this.
Real life sci-fi.
Oh, that's you?